Morné Malkin is the chief executive of HighProp. Financial results out today. A big day for you guys, Morné. You've done a heck of a lot in the past year, and indeed, you've done a lot in recent times to get the balance sheet strong, to deal with all the rubbish that gets thrown at you in this beautiful country of ours. But I guess the big story for people outside of the property sector is that you are now becoming more focused, it appears, on, as you describe it, parts of the country that are well-governed rather than those that are not. I mean, it's very hard when you inherit a portfolio like you have, which is very Gauteng-based, but you certainly are making some energy and some efforts in that regard.
Definitely, Alex. I think with what we have been seeing is actually much better progress in Western Cape. The infrastructure is much better looked after. Actually, in terms of value, we actually, our portfolio in the Western Cape is bigger than in Gauteng. So we are working actively. Unfortunately, what we had to do on the Gauteng portfolio is actually back up water supply.
Obviously, solar has been driving quite a lot, but it's all beneficial to our tenants at the end of the day and for the shoppers coming to the centres.
Now, HighProp's best known through its various shopping centres, Canal Walk, Somerset Mall, Cape Gate in the Cape, but you've also gone big now with the Table Bay Mall. Tell us more about that deal.
Yeah, there was a very unique opportunity. It's one of the malls, I would say, that was left in private hands at that point in time. I know the sellers, Improb, wanted to sell it, and we saw a huge opportunity because it was quite a new mall. It was only 5 years old. The demographics was very strong, and we actually, where the rentals were, we actually saw a lot of growth to come from Table Bay Mall, and that's why we saw it as a fantastic opportunity to buy it. And you can actually see it if you look at the growth we're seeing from our tenant turnovers on that shopping center compared to the rest. It's doing exceptionally well. I mean, it's grown 10% by 5% last year.
Has that got anything to do with the boom in tourism that one's seeing in Cape Town?
I wouldn't say Table Bay Mall really caters for the tourism market. I would say it's more the immediate catchment area, that a lot of people moving out towards that side of Cape Town. And I think that is what is very positive about it. If you will see, I think it's a lot residential there. I think moment is about 5,000 units under construction just in the surrounding area. So I think it's just going to get stronger and stronger as we go on.
Yeah, this emigration is certainly on a rip, isn't it? But getting back to Gauteng, the issues that we're seeing there in the governance of, in particular, Johannesburg, where you do have a very big exposure with the Rosebank precinct, Hyde Park Corner, and you can tell us your movements there, the Glen, Clearwater. Those are your big shopping centers in that area. Are you finding poor governance is affecting you?
Governance is the one thing. I think it's more not looking after the infrastructure. I think the output and what it means is it's costing us more. Now you actually have to ensure your mall caters for those things where the lack of infrastructure is in the surrounding areas. So you have to start cleaning up yourself. We all become part of city improvement districts, where we get a number of landlords to stand together, to look at the roads, to fill the potholes, to actually make sure the security is good, being the city or the surrounding area. And it just costs you much more. I mean, over and above that, you also still have a high cost of rates that you have to pay. But it is what it is. You need to adapt, leave. So we're adapting. We are actively doing is looking
to reducing some of our exposure in Gauteng.
Well, tell us about the Hyde Park shopping center, Hyde Park Corner. That's always been a jewel in your crown and certainly for any property development in Johannesburg. You've now offloaded half of it?
That's correct. I think it's a transaction where we effectively over a 2 year plot period will sell 100% of the mall. I would say strategically Hyde Park Corner is only a 3,000 square shopping center. It's a little bit smaller than the rest of our portfolio. And I think strategically, we actually support it's not that key for us at this point in time, and therefore we dispose of it.
Rosebank, is that on the chopping block?
No, definitely not. Rosebank is doing very well. We're seeing very positive growth out of Rosebank. And I think actually what has happened since a lot of the office node offices are opening up, we're actually seeing much better trading performance in Rosebank as well. So it's definitely not something they're not jobbing well.
But what do you do, though, when you kind of caught in this scenario where it's been very well documented that the governance of, in particular, Johannesburg has been poor? You're a huge property owner. You've got massive investments there. How do you manage through that?
With effort, Alec. No, I think what is very unique is you need to find a solution how to attend to those things. You must find the problems you need to address and how do you address them. I think it also plays sometimes to the benefit. I mean, when load shedding was happening, which is not happening now, what we made sure is our portfolio is fully back generator capacity. And that had some benefits. I mean, when load shedding was happening and people wanted to go out, they knew they could come to our malls because they will have power. So I think you must use these opportunities, use it maybe more as opportunities. Like you can create the safety within your mall. So a lot of people can come to your mall. I think also if you take online shopping and those type of things, I think a lot of the customers rather prefer to come and pick up something than someone coming to their houses. So I think we are playing towards those opportunities and use the best of our ability. Water is the same. We ensured we've got 3 to 4 day backup water at all our sites. So if there's water interruptions, we can at least give our customers or the shoppers the water. So that's the benefits you use to your advantage. The same with the solar. We've just did the big plant at Rosebank. And that's a huge benefit to us also in terms of the bottom line, because we actually, there's about R1 million of benefits from that plant in terms of income. So there's a lot of benefits you must use it to your benefit, rather put it that way.
You clearly are looking at things very creatively, but it is a group. Your whole history has been very highly creative. You personally as well. Eastern Europe being an investment that Attack made, and clearly Hyprop as well. And you were very involved there. And now it seems to be almost the bulwark of the many property investment portfolios in South Africa. How's that been going in your portfolio at Hyprop?
The European one. It's doing exceptionally well. I mean, our distributable income out of our 4 assets in Europe has grown by 24% in the last year in euros. Obviously, rand has strengthened during the period. So in rand terms, it grew by 20%. That malls is really trading exceptionally well. And what we have done, I think, more smartly is identifying those that are trading well. So we buy existing malls and then we find ways to make it better. Actually understand that the demographics better, how we can improve it, upgrade the food courts, the bathrooms and those things. And I think that's quite a big benefit on that portfolio. We are looking for new opportunities there. I've got a person that looks after Rabia Shihab. He's actually looking at 2 opportunities where we potentially can buy further 2 malls in Eastern Europe. So we're quite excited about it. And we actually got some money available for that. We've got about, after the sale of the 50% of Hyde Park Corner, we will have about 1.6 billion of funds available for new opportunities. So we're quite excited about that.
And I guess if you were wanting, or if you were comfortable in raising your debt, you could add a heck of a lot there as well. I see from your numbers that you've got a lot of unutilized capacity, over 2 billion rand.
Yeah, we've got available facilities about 2.5 billion. And that's taken into account in our LTV, which is currently 33.6%. So there is even further gearing capacity on the balance sheet. For the right assets, obviously, we will do it. But one thing I will make sure is that we look very well after our balance sheet. When I got involved with Hyprop 6 years ago, our balance sheet was over leveraged. We were sitting at 52%, and that actually the team has done excellent work to actually reduce that to 33.6. I mean, during that period, our value in terms of our portfolio dropped about 5 billion. So we had to do a lot of work to actually sort the balance sheet out.
Just explain that, if you would, for those who don't understand the property sector so well, loan to value, what it means.
What it means is you look at the value of your assets, like our 7 or 9 properties in South Africa. What is the value of it? Say it's 42 billion. And then you look at the debt you have against those assets. Just to make it an easy sum, 40 billion. So we've got debt of 20 billion. That will be a 50% LTV because it's 20 divided by the 40. Now, ours, if you look at our portfolio, our debt compared to our balance sheet in total is 33.6%. The market likes to see it around the 40, so we've got actually quite room for increasing our balance sheet. I think something that is also very important is your ICR, your interest cover rate ratio, which is looking what is your monthly interest bill and what is the income you have to service that. Now, we've got 2.6 times the income to service our interest, which is very important because that is coming back to cash flow. As we all know, cash flow is one of the most important things of any business, and that shows quite a lot of, ability of our portfolio to actually service our existing debt. And that's something we focus on, ICR and LTV.
Thanks for unpacking those. And perhaps you could also let us know what your ideal would be on both of those, your loan to value and your interest cover.
For internal many, we've got our LTV around 40%, so we wouldn't like to go above 40%. And our ICR is 2.5 times. We like to stay around that. So the better we can get it gives us room for gearing up on our portfolio or incurring further debt for new opportunities.
So the cycle right now is you've been pulling back, as it were. You've cleaned up your balance sheet. You're at a stage where you've got capacity. You can go and make some more acquisitions. And the income that's coming in is generously covering your ideal number. Are you just looking in Eastern Europe, or would the as you call them, better governed parts of the country? I presume you mean the Western Cape. Would that also be appealing to you at the moment?
Yeah, I think definitely. But what we are seeing in our portfolio, there's a lot of organic growth opportunities. We can actually do a further extension at Somerset Mall. We are busy investigating that. We would like to take Somerset Mall to about 91,000 square meters. We're busy with a phase 2 extension now and a phase 3. Same as at Cape Gate, we can actually expand that mall as well. We also applied for further rights at Table Bay Mall, a further 20,000 squares, because the demand is there. So we would like to also expand that mall. So there is organic growth in the Western Cape. Obviously, we will also make sure our Gauteng assets are good. We've got a master plan we want to execute at the Glen Shopping Center. And we just want to make sure our malls are relevant and actually attract customers.
Well, shareholders will be happy that net income was up from 750 million to over 2 billion, primarily due to the increase in the fair value of your South African properties. So are you now comfortable that there was a time in the past that people would have looked at the property portfolios and said, well, we've had COVID, we've had people working from home, there's online shopping, et cetera, et cetera. Are you comfortable that what you've sold properties for is illustrating that what they're in your balance sheet at is conservative?
That's correct, Alec. I think all the disposals we have done to date is very much in line with market value, what we had the properties valued on our books. So I think that's a fair indication that our assets are fairly valued. And I think the big thing for us is actually ensuring we keep the properties relevant. I think what we have done, I would say, if you look in hindsight, it's the exact science, but we didn't make sure our malls is always relevant. And that's what we've done as a team, to actually reposition our malls and attract customers.
And then the other bottom line numbers, the ones that really matter to shareholders, is your distribution. In other words, the money you gave this year was up by 7.5%. Is that a number that you are comfortable, given that it's comfortably over inflation, that you'll be able to, the growth you'll be able to continue with?
Yeah, Alec, we actually have given guidance to the market that we believe our distributable income per share will increase by 10 to 12% for the next financial year. So we're quite excited about that.
Wow. So that's an upgrade again on what you're looking at the moment.
Yes, that's right. We've grown by distributable income 7.1%. If you look at it per share, it was 2.3, but we believe our guidance we've put out is 10 to 12% for the next financial year.
Morné Wilkin is the Chief Executive of HiProp, and I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.